Welcome back. Joining me for our daily markets wrap is independent analyst Jimmy Moyaha. Thank you so much for your time, Jimmy. The markets have really been eager to sift through that inflation data from the US today. So we saw inflation rising at 8.3%. Expectations were for 8.1%, and that is from 8.5 in March. So less than what we saw in March, where analysts had largely expected inflation to have reached the peak. But now we're looking at core inflation and month-on-month inflation, and it's still rising. So are there hopes, are there any hopes that U.S. inflation has reached the peak, or are they gone?
I think the markets are sensing that there might be some glimmer of hope in that things might come down. I mean, we've seen an initial reaction from the S&P and from the Dow, some positivity on this in the markets. But at the same time, if you look at the performance of the tech stocks and the performance of NASDAQ, tech stocks were amongst the best performers during COVID, during the pandemic, and they're still suffering the most at the moment. They're still down. They're still heading on a downward trend, and we don't know if they've bottomed out just yet. So I think the overall concern at the moment is this is the first set of inflation data that has come out since the initial rate hike in March. And I mean, we did have a recent a rate hike again of about 50 basis points, but that hasn't been priced into any of this data that's come out now. So this is to now see going forward, is the inflation going to continue on this trajectory of slowing down, or is the data that we're going to get in the coming months going to be completely the opposite of this? What we have seen from US data and from data around data that would influence the Fed is if you look at the pattern that we saw around jobs numbers and wage growth rates and that sort of thing coming out of 2020 and into 2021, we saw quite a bit of inconsistency. So I think the market at the moment is still anticipating that there might be inconsistency. They're not going to the market's not making a decision based on 1 month of data. They want to sort of see, is this going to be an ongoing trend? Is the other data that's going to come out going to start to support the inflationary data that we've seen now? We know that the U.S. reported negative Q1 GDP growth figures as well. So from that perspective, I mean, the U.S. data as a whole has been fairly inconsistent and confusing to a certain respect. And so that's why you're not seeing a very clear response from the market to say, okay, this is where we're going now. It's just a bit of a, we want this to be where we're going, but we need some confirmation data to start supporting what we're seeing from here. I mean, we know that the statements coming out of the Fed have also been in line with sort of a recovery to say that they're managing inflation and that sort of thing. But again, in the past, we've seen that the Fed has not gotten it right 110%. So for the moment, the data is still a bit mixed in terms of how it's being digested, but we're seeing it filter through to other markets already, and we're seeing it filter through to overall sentiment around the world as well.
Quite a lot of things, quite a lot of moving parts there. And as you said, especially looking at the NASDAQ, we're not sure if the markets have bottomed out. So with the shift that we are seeing in the markets, I mean, we've seen a lot of good companies, their share prices being in the doldrums. And it's been said that the markets are undergoing a long overdue correction. So would you say that the main strategy in this time should be buy the dip?
I would say that, but buy the dip very cautiously.
Okay.
If you look at, if you take something like the NASDAQ, for example, as a market, pre-pandemic NASDAQ levels were 7,000 points. Pandemic highs were as high as 16,000 points. We're currently sitting around 12,000 points. So you want to be cautious, and the reason for the caution is not only the U.S. data that's coming out, but the other macro factors that are being influenced here. We've still got the ongoing tensions in the Russia and Ukraine, which don't look like they're going to end anytime soon, which is keeping things like the oil price above 100. At the moment, I think it's around $106 a barrel. So you still have a lot of global factors that can influence buying the dip.
Yeah.
And if you're going to buy the dip at this point, be prepared to hold through any further dips that you might experience or any further pullbacks you might see on some of the markets. I mean, Microsoft at the moment, with the recent announcement of their results, is looking very attractive as a stock pick. But yeah. Again, with the performance of tech stocks just today alone and Microsoft taking another hit today, we don't know whether we've bottomed out or not. Yeah. Obviously, you want to be getting ready to buy the dip and being prepared to buy the dip. But one of the other big factors that is in the back of everyone's minds, whether institutional or retail investors, is the possibility of a U.S. recession.
Yeah.
We still haven't averted that. We still haven't averted that. We still haven't averted a European recession as well. So the recessionary fears and the recessionary concerns at the moment might prop the market up. I mean, we might see the market give a slight reprieve and slight climb up again. And then if something like the recession happens, we could come back and create new lows.
Yeah.
So buy the dip is always a good play.
But do it cautiously.
But cautiously at this stage.
All right. Something that the markets have not been cautious on today are Famous Brands, that share price up 7%, really saying that they are through the worst of the financial impact of COVID-19 and saying HEPS from continuing operation might be as high as over 600%. Your thoughts on Famous Brands and that company's trajectory? Just quickly, we have 20 seconds for that.
Well, I mean, it's time for Famous Brands to show a recovery. We know they showed a net loss of some 1.1 billion rand in the COVID period. They were one of the hardest hits companies as well, with the complete total lockdown, with the inability to get clients into their restaurants. So from a low base, this is a very positive statement from them. And we hope to see that this will continue. I mean, it is a sign of returning to normality within the country and within the areas that they operate in. So very positive for them, and we're hoping to see good results when they finally release.
All right, and that's really, really good news. One last, your stock pick, 20 seconds for that as well.
Again, tech stocks at the moment, very difficult. You know I'm a lover of fintech and tech stocks. We're going with a bit of a dark horse at the moment, Western Digital. The emergence of cloud software and cloud solutions have really proven well for guys like Microsoft and Google and Amazon, and we're seeing that Western Digital is following that trend because they provide the actual storages for that. The hard drives, they've come up with a new hard drive, 22 to 24 terabyte hard drive, expecting them to provide even more data there. They had a record year last year. Earnings were up some 400-odd percent. So we are expecting good things from them, but I still, again, buy with caution. It's sitting at $57 a share at the moment. Its highs are about $110 a share. I want to see it come down possibly closer to that $50 share mark before committing or further confirmation signs of going from this point.
All right.
So tentative there as well.
All right. All right. Well, thank you very much for your insights, Jimmy. That was independent analyst Jimmy Muyaha.